Hi there. The word for you today is love your neighbor. Jesus said that in Matthew 22, verse 39, love your neighbor as yourself. In his book, The Fine Art of Friendship, Ted Engstrom outlines 10 ways in which you can love other people. First, love is unconditional. If it's not, it's manipulation. Second, our natural tendency is toward self-centeredness, which, by the way, isn't related to a healthy self-esteem. And that's why it takes a conscious effort on our part to love somebody. Third, each of us is a one-of-a-kind creation. Therefore, it takes time, often lots of it, to understand another person. Fourth, do you really listen and try to understand what people are saying, or do you listen in order to give an answer? In other words, by letting the other person talk while you mentally formulate your response. One who loves listens with understanding. Fifth, simply being there to care, whether or not you know exactly what to do. Loving your neighbor involves fulfilling in a very visible way Christ's promise, Hebrews 13, verse 5, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. And sixth, just because God put you in a leadership position doesn't mean that you're better than others. Indeed, Paul warns the leader in Romans 12, verse 3, quote, not to think of himself or herself more highly than they ought to. Seventh, be generous with your praise and encouragement. Inspiring words build up the self-esteem of others, whereas critical comments kill enthusiasm and love. And eighth, make your friends number one. Romans 12, verse 10, Paul puts it this way, in honor preferring one another. This is another point where we see a clear difference between the leader who loves and the power holder who simply looks out for themselves. And ninth, learn to love God with all your heart, then love your neighbor as yourself. And finally, tenth, emphasize other people's strengths and virtues, not their sins and weaknesses. Why? Because you yourself will be needing grace and love before the day is done. And that is the word for you today.